Now, Josh, we're going into back-to-back games over a weekend. It's always that little bit more demanding. You're probably getting used to it now.
Yeah, look, I suppose it's just about staying fit in this league. Like, games come thick and fast, like, so just about staying fit, doing your recovery right, and being ready for the next challenge ahead.
So how do you feel this year, sort of a year on from last year? I mean, you've got a lot more game time, and the team seems to be quite settled.
Yeah, look, I suppose just about consistency, really. Like, me personally, it's been a good season so far, like, but I still feel there's more in me, but there's more in the whole team as well. So it's just about getting them results, first of all, and you'll slowly start to see yourself creep up the table then.
Yeah. People looking at the league table, Harps are 8th, 2 wins and 12. Doesn't paint the most positive picture, but as Kevin has alluded to here, you know, behind the scenes, there's an awful lot of good things going on, and we're not even halfway, so things certainly are there that you can kick on.
Yeah, exactly. As Kevin said, good things are happening, like, and there's definitely more to come from all of us, I suppose. And it's a long season, like, so loads can happen yet. Like, I wouldn't look into it too much, like, because there's definitely more to come.
And the new guys have fitted in well, and we're probably going to see quite a bit of rotation of the squad, because you just have to do that in a league like this.
Yeah, exactly. The boys have fitted in great. Like, I suppose there's boys from Portugal and France and everything, so it's great. Like, it brings a different vibe to the group. Like, but everyone's fitted in well, and I suppose they're seeing more and more what the league's all about each week, which is great. They're getting more experience and getting more used to the opposition every week, and just seeing what it's all about.
Having played everybody once, some of the teams twice now, who has impressed you of the other teams?
Well, I suppose there's a lot of teams that are of a similar level, to be fair. Like, as I said, there's not much in the league at all, like, so it's more of a case that you don't look down on any team, but you don't be feared of any team either. You go into every game confident, feeling that you can pick up 3 points, like, yeah.
And just tell us about a typical week in terms of training. How many days a week are you training?
We would usually train 3-4 nights a week, like, I suppose depending on whether the game's home, we might have a different outlook to whether it's away. Like, so it's just about, just seeing that way.
And you now move to training on grass rather than the AstroTurf. So hopefully with the better weather, that'll benefit everyone.
Yeah, look, it's great to get back on grass. Like, I suppose everyone rather is playing on grass than Astro. Like, and getting them hard training sessions on grass is definitely beneficial. Like, because it will definitely help then on a Friday night for the game.
And tell me, how important is it that the crowd come out locally to support the team? When you're going out onto the pitch, even the training before the game, 15, 20 minutes beforehand, are you conscious of sort of the people around you?
Yeah, well, I suppose it gives you that extra boost, like, before the game, seeing that crowd and wanting to push on for them and get 3 points, like, because you know how much the club means to all the fans too, like, as well as us, like, so it's just about getting that 3 points for them and getting that crowd, consistent crowd, week in and week out.
And a long way to go still. We've got, I think, 6 games, then the summer break. We've more than half a season to go, so you'd still be upbeat that come the end of the season, Harps can be pushing for a promotion playoff spot?
Yeah, definitely. I suppose it's a long season, like, so you don't get too bogged down on results early on. You just keep the head down, keep working, and keep showing up at training then and analysing how you're getting on. And yeah, you'll start to see results come then if you stay consistent.
And there is good competition for places out there, so you have to be on your toes to keep your place in the team, because if you're not, there's other guys who are dying to get in.
Yeah, look, the squad's very competitive this year, like, so I suppose you can't be getting complacent. Like, you have to be showing up week in, week out of training and putting your best foot forward to be in that starting 11 then come Friday night.